probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
July 13th, 2024. A gunman opens fire at a Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Within seconds, a photograph is captured that may become one of the defining political images of the decade. Blood on his face. Secret Service agents surrounding him. A raised fist. And three words. Fight, fight, fight. Less than a year later, those same words would become the name of a company. That company would launch a cryptocurrency, and ownership of that cryptocurrency would become a ticket to dine with the President of the United States. This is a story of how a campaign moment became a meme coin, and how that meme coin became a gateway to presidential access. This is proof, once again, that President Donald Trump does not play by any ethical rules that ruled presidents before. If you want access to the president, you're gonna have to pay for it. I am Doree Smith, an independent journalist. This is the Journalism of Everything. Political campaigns have always sold merchandise. Buttons, hats, shirts. But in the digital age, political branding has expanded into something new. NFTs, digital collectibles, cryptocurrency. Long before returning to office, Trump had already entered the digital asset world through NFT collections marketed through a company called CIC Digital LLC. The Butler photograph wasn't just a news image. It quickly became one of the most valuable pieces of political branding in America. And someone had an idea. How can we monetize this assassination attempt? January 17th, 2025, 3 days before Donald Trump would be sworn in as president, a new cryptocurrency appears. The official Trump meme coin, trading under the symbol $Trump. At this point, you might be wondering, what exactly is a meme coin? Despite the name, it's not a stock, it's not a company, and it's really not ownership in anything tangible. Think of it more as a digital collectible. A meme coin is a cryptocurrency whose value comes largely from popularity, branding, and speculation. People buy it because they believe other people will want it later. In the case of the Trump coin, 1 billion digital tokens were created. About 200 million entered public circulation. The remaining 800 million were retained by entities connected to the president. And the ownership structure is important. Because when a demand for a coin rises, the value of the retained tokens can rise along with it. And in January 2025, the demand exploded. Remember, Trump was about to enter his second term. He was popular. He, you know, won by a large margin. So people were buying in to him. Within hours, traders poured into the market. Prices surged, headlines followed, and suddenly a cryptocurrency tied to the incoming president was worth billions on paper. On January 20th, Donald Trump took office. And at the same time, businesses linked to him maintained substantial ownership in the meme coin bearing his name. Now, when I say businesses linked to him, I mean three main companies in which Donald Trump has disclosed ownership. In his main digital branding company, which is CIC Digital LLC, his Fight LLC, which was created after the assassination attempt specifically for this meme coin, and Celebration Cards LLC. The Fight LLC is particularly important because it operated under the official Trump meme coin website, it managed the token launch, and the key was involved in the promotion that awarded the invitations in the May 22nd, 2025 dinner to the top token holders. If this all sounds confusing to you, you are not alone. Trump structures his businesses this way on purpose for loopholes and to confuse regulators and investigative journalists like me. Supporters viewed this project as a modern extension of Trump's business brand. Critics saw something entirely different. They asked a question no previous administration had ever faced. What happens when a sitting president is connected to an asset that can be bought and sold by anyone in the world? Anyone. Americans, billionaires, corporations, foreign investors. But the real controversy was still months away. If you enjoy this content, please hit the subscribe button. April 23rd, 2025. The project made an announcement. The top 220 holders of the Trump coin would be invited to a private gala dinner with President Trump. The top 25 holders would receive VIP treatment. Almost immediately, the market reacted. The token price surged. Investors began competing for positions on the leaderboard. Every purchase could move someone closer to a seat at the table with the President of the United States. This wasn't merely speculation anymore. There was now a tangible prize, access. Over the next several weeks, investors scrambled to qualify. Wallets accumulated millions of dollars worth of tokens. Rankings shifted daily. Most participants weren't identified publicly. And this is the advantage of cryptocurrency. You can remain relatively anonymous. Many accounts were represented only by wallet addresses. And analysts began asking, who exactly was buying? Where were they located? And who might ultimately sit across the table from the president? In traditional politics, campaign contributions are heavily regulated and publicly disclosed. Cryptocurrency operates differently. Ownership can be difficult to trace. That's kind of the draw to it for a lot of people. Transactions move across borders in seconds. By May, the stakes had become enormous. Now, critics argued that the arrangement blurred the line between political access and private financial gain. Their argument was straightforward. Buying the coin increased demand. Increased demand could increase the value of holdings connected to Trump-linked entities. All of his three, at least three of his businesses. And the reward for owning enough of the coin was direct access to the president. Supporters pushed back on this. They argued that this was a private business activity, a voluntary event, a lawful promotion tied to a commercial product. And the debate quickly expanded beyond cryptocurrency. It became a debate about presidential ethics in the digital age. May 22nd, 2025. Trump National Golf Club outside Washington, D.C. Luxury vehicles began arriving. Security checkpoints are established. Guests enter carrying invitations earned through ownership of a cryptocurrency that did not exist 4 months earlier. Some had invested hundreds of thousands of dollars, others millions. A handful of attendees would become publicly known. Most would remain anonymous, but some would come out publicly with their status on the leaderboard, such as Chinese blockchain investor Justin Sun, who self-identified that he was the number one holder of the meme coin. He has also invested a lot of money into Trump's cryptocurrency venture, which I mentioned in the previous episode, World Liberty Financial. According to Reuters, more than half of the attendees held qualifying wallets to non-U.S. holders. Less than a year after the Butler assassination attempt, which a lot of people have said was staged, less than 5 months after the launch of the coin, the image that inspired the slogan that inspired the company, fight, 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 the company that launched the cryptocurrency had led here to a dinner with the President of the United States. Whether you see this story as innovation, entrepreneurship, political branding, or a conflict of interest depends largely on your perspective. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Richard Blumenthal have tried to launch investigations into this meme coin dinner, but with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent solidly in Trump's corner, the investigation has stalled. Senator Warren and Senator Blumenthal issued a deadline for Fight, Fight, Fight LLC to release their documents by April 21st, 2026. And as far as I could find, they did not meet that deadline. But one thing is undeniable. No previous American president has entered office with a financial ecosystem quite like this one. And as cryptocurrency, politics, and presidential power continue to intersect, the questions raised by the Trump coin may only be beginning. Furthermore, Trump's blatant disregard for presidential ethics isn't even being hidden, but no one in power is really doing anything about it. They just can't stop him. Are you comfortable with the President of the United States making billions of dollars with the power of the presidency? I am Doree Smith. I'm an independent journalist. This is the journalism of everything. If you enjoyed this content, please consider subscribing. I am a one-woman show doing all of the episode creation, which is all the research, writing the scripts, recording, and editing all by myself. I am also a wife and a mother, and I have an active life outside of this. I appreciate all of your support.